CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then check with EchoLink, and then move to the RF section. Pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome W2AMD, that's Drew in Simpsonville, then K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity, and then W4FCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest, along with N4IEI, Isla in Traveler's Rest. Next, we'd like to welcome KQ4NHB, Jerry and Anderson, and KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, along with KG4QLQ, Linda in Piedmont. Moving on with the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville, and KI4LZI, that is Andy in Table Rock. Next, we'd like to welcome K4LWE, that's Larry in Piedmont, and KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. Next, we'd like to welcome AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. I'd like to welcome N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville, along with KQ4JSK, that's Kim in Asheville. And then we'd like to welcome KA5WLL, that's Mel in Taylors. And then finishing up the pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome K4OSH, that's Patrick in Malden. Okay, let's check with EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KM4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit, and we have you down for some comments. And I see another EchoLink station, but maybe they're getting something to drink real fast. So we'll check with EchoLink stations here in a bit. So let's go on to the RF section, and tonight is Monday night, so that is E through H. If the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, Echo through Hotel, then you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or Net Control.
Not all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Candler. Good to hear you tonight. I will be negative, negative. Thanks.
JKV. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, 12 Kilo 1 November. 1 November, Nelson. In Greenville, en route to Spartanburg, negative and negative.
K
KL4 JKV. Again, Kilo Quebec 4 Golf Whiskey Papa. This is Hayden in Easley. You can show me negative and negative. You have a good night.
KL4 JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KO4 HKX. That's Patrick, one of our net controllers, and in Penrose. Thanks for checking in, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Next, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That is Harry up in Candler. And Harry sometimes runs the net on Spivey Mountain here in Buncombe County. And that's every Monday night at 8 p.m. That's 146910 with a tone of 91.5 every Monday if you think you can make the trip. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. Hope all's well. And I'll check into that net soon. I just can't get out of work early enough. And next we'd like to welcome KO4GUN, that is Nelson, in Greenville on the way to Spartanburg. So be careful out there on the roads. Thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Hayden, KQ4GWP in Easley. Sounding good down there. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations that go through hotel, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, let's move down the alphabet to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and of course this be where I'll be negative and negative, and I'll be saying 73 for each one of you.
JB, hope you and your family are doing good. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Duncan, thank you for calling the net. We have no traffic, no comments.
JO4, no, that's wrong. KO4JKV. This is KK4JBQ. Again, KK4JBQ, Larry. Also, my wife Donna, KC4MFK. We make our home in Greer. We'll be in and out tonight. Duncan, thank you for calling the net for us. 73 to all.
4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That is James in Tuxedo. Sound checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome W4IOE. That is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sid. And those who don't know, Sid runs a great net every Sunday night at 8 p.m. That is every Sunday at 8 p.m. And that receiver is on top of Bear Walla Mountain. I believe it's in Henderson County, North Carolina. That frequency is 146-640, a tone of 91.5. So check that out. And thanks for checking in tonight with us, Sid. And next, we have Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK, and it's always good to hear your voice, Larry. Thanks for checking in tonight. And let's see. Sorry about that. Larry and Donna are down there in Greer, so thanks for checking in. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV. This is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's check with our Echo Link stations. If there's any Echo Link stations that are logged in and would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
Control, yeah. Kilo Quebec 4, Sierra India Delta, Craig, and I make my home here in Greer. I'm negative and negative for tonight.
KB, W4NGQ80, Simpsonville, I'll be in while you call it roll, I hope.
Sir Pence, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Duncan.
Go for JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
We'd like to welcome KQ4 SID. That is Craig and Greer checking in on the Echo Link machine. It looks like you recently got your general, so congratulations on that, and thanks for checking in. We're here every night at 9 p.m. And then let me pause here for a second, check my notes. For JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Back to the check-ins to the I-3L. I'm getting ahead of myself. We'd like to welcome W4NTQ. That is Eddie. Sounding good, Eddie. And thanks for checking in. Then we have N4ZLK. That is Shane. And down there around Cleveland, South Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Shane. And then we'd like to welcome K4OIM. That is Mr. Walt in Edmond. Sounding good tonight, Walt. Thanks for checking in. Let's see, any other stations on the Echolink? Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKB. KV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. I do think we have all the Echolink stations, at least for now. So let's check one more time for Mike through Papa, M through P. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KU4JKV or Net Control.
Hello? Duncan, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, all B negative and negative.
KV, please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Matt Wave negative, 73 on the net.
KO4JKV 4ONO, that is Lorena, and she brings along KK4DMW, that's Rick, along with KM4MOQ Michelle, and they're all down there in Piedmont. Sounding good, Lorena, thanks for checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome WG4MC, that is Matt, in Western Greenville County, and he is one of our net controllers. Thanks for checking in tonight, Matt. Hope all is well. Okay, let's move down to Quebec through Tango. Q through T, if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters Q through T, and you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Please check in. Whiskey, Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, Rusty, mobile and more, headed back to the house. No traffic, no comments.
KO4HKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Rusty.
Hey, Tom.
JKV.
Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My
name's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Good evening. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. This is Nick, and I'm in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative this evening.
Check in KQ4 Sierra Bravo Whiskey. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Sierra Bravo Whiskey. This is Jamie out of Tigerville.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Let's check in this fine group here. Let's start off with WU2T. That is Rusty and Mobile and More. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rusty. And then N0TR. That is Tom in Greer. Good to hear you tonight, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That is Chris. Thanks for checking in tonight, Chris. Next up, we have KQ4QHV. That is Nick in Pendleton. Thanks for checking in tonight. And next, we'd like to welcome KQ4SBW. That's Jamie in
Tigerville. Thanks for checking in tonight. Sounding good down there. Any other stations, Q through T, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. I think they got all of that group, so let's move to the bottom of the alphabet, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net, call KO4JKV.
Juliet 4, Yankee Uniform Tango, KJ4YUT. It's Tony in the mobile. Come through Chesney, South Carolina, head to the house. Y'all have a good night, and I'll be negative.
Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy, located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to Uniform on net.
So 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KJ4YUT, that is Tony, mobile down there in Chesney. Be careful out on the road, and thanks for checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome K4XB, that is Tommy in southern Greenville County. Good to hear you tonight, Tommy. Hope all is well. Any other stations, U through Z, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, moving to the top of the alphabet, which is A through D, Alpha through Delta. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
For JKV. Everybody on the net, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
For JKV. Here, Duncan, in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, that is Dave and Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. Next, we'd like to welcome KI4DOS, that is Gary, one of our net controllers, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY, and they're down there in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, and hope y'all are doing well. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I think we got all of the people in that Alpha through Delta, so let's open it up all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Kilo Alpha 3, Whiskey, Papa, KA3WPP, Howard in Piedmont, be negative and negative, good evening all.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, head in Brevard, no traffic, no comments on monitoring.
Kilo 4 JKV with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome KA3WPP, that is Howard in Piedmont. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Howard. Next, we'd like to welcome N4EDW, that is Ed in Brevard. Hope you're doing good tonight, and thanks for checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between the rag chews. Tonight we have one on the stump, and that is KN4RJN, John N. Brown Summit. How you doing tonight, John? Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, this is KN4RJN. I learned something new today, and let me go to... the solar activity going on. That thing that gave us big solar storms and radio blackouts a couple of weeks ago is rotating back around, and we'll be here shortly. But for the next 3 days, we've got about a 75% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout, and about a 35% chance of something stronger than that. And what I learned today, I was watching Space Weather Woman's podcast from last week. That big solar storm that we had, she said, also affected the farmers. And I thought, okay, wait a minute. How did that affect farmers? Well, turns out, in order to maximize your yield, you need your crop rows very precisely positioned and straight. And farmers use a form of GPS called RTK, which stands for real-time kinetics. And what this does is allow the farmer to pinpoint his position, and hence his tractor, within an inch, 2 centimeters. And the solar storm was messing with the GPS and the RTK signals. And so now, you know, when it comes to harvesting, their positioning of their rows of what the RTK will tell them is not the same as what they put down. And an inch can make a difference between harvesting the crop or running it over, which means the yields may be a little bit smaller, which means that supply might be a little bit smaller, and all of that is going to affect grocery store prices. So keeping an eye on the sun is something that perhaps all of us need to do, because it affects so many forms of technology. And when she said it affects farmers, I was like, you got to be kidding me. But sure enough, it affected the farmers, because they were trying to plant. They hadn't gotten out there because in the Midwest, and so they were out there trying to plant, and their RTK signals were falling out or being off. And something I didn't know. So in any event, let me move on to meteor showers. June, we have the June Bootiads. It'll maximize on the 27th of June. It's a variable zenith hourly rate. You might see some, you might not. They're fairly bright, but they are slow. There will be a little bit of a moon when it peaks on the 27th, so that's going to kind of wash out some of the dimmer ones, but in the early hours of the morning is your best bet for probably seeing something. So you got me. Bump. KN4RJN. Sorry about that. The repeater got me. About in the early morning hours of the morning on that day, and look around midnight. Keep your eyes looking high and towards the west and the north. You might catch something there. As far as what's in the skies right now, I've got clouds, but, there goes the satellite. Hercules is up, Vega is up, bright star in the east if you look over that way. I'm not seeing any planets up right now. I think everybody's gone to bed, but, and we'll have a new moon on Saturday, I believe it is. No. It's, when is the new moon? We're pretty close to it right now. Within a couple of days, new moon, so that basically no moon. So if you want to go out and take a look at the stars, that would be a good time to do it. And that, and for the next week, well, there'll be very little moon. So other than that, Duncan, what's going on in your world?
RJN, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Well, thanks for that information. And I wrote down June 27th. It's a variable hourly rate to see the meteorites, and looking west to the north early morning. So I'll keep that in mind. Let's see, nothing really new. It's pretty much the Groundhog Day for me for as long as I can remember. Nothing really major. Just did some yard work this weekend. And I did check out your QRZ page, and I saw that I looked into the International Space Station information, and my wife said that she heard on the news that the ISS was going to be overhead at around 10:30 at night, and I was thinking about getting my antenna out and seeing if I could hear anything. But I was like, oh, I really don't know the protocol and all that stuff, but I see that you have it all pretty much listed, everything you need to know about tracking and how to monitor or even make contact with the International Space Station. So that is
good to know. But other than that, there's nothing new going on here. Back to you, KN4RJN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. Did you know that about farmers, that they use GPS to get their corn rows straight and packed as tight as they can get? They rely on that for to maximize yields on their crops. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. That is very interesting, but it doesn't surprise me. So everything is kind of electronic and linked with satellites, internet, and all that geo-positioning stuff, but no, that is very interesting in the fact that it's a thing where they have to compensate for that shift when it's harvest time, but I'm sure they'll figure it out. But I did not know that. That's very interesting.
This is Ken4RJN. Yeah, I had no idea, and I watched the video. If you go to the Space Weather Woman's webpage, which is a link off my QRZ page if you can't find it, and watch her podcast from last week, and she'll talk about that. And then I said, okay, what's going on? So she mentioned RTK, and I said, ah, so okay, I'll go look that up. And it's a GPS signal that you can position. And you can position it in real time. You get a signal within 60. You can position your position within an inch within 60 seconds. I thought, wow, that's and they showed a video of farmers going down, and this one guy who's on TikTok or whatever was talking, and he said he was going along, and all of a sudden his RTK signal lost, and then it came on and said he was off by 6 inches, and then it said he was off by 20 inches, and he said, what's going on here? And then he found out it was solar flares was messing with his RT, and it wasn't just him, obviously. So that I didn't even consider that, that solar flares might affect what you pay for green beans in the grocery store, or corn, or potatoes, or whatever else is being planted out there, soybeans and whatnot. So it's like, wow. We have gotten to the point where, the sun hiccups, and it can disrupt a whole lot of things. Back to you, sir.
RJN, this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Yeah, well, as you were during that last pass, I was just thinking about what other things could be affected. And through solar flares and things like that. Obviously, just a general navigation, but I was wondering, like, we're all getting really dependent on, like the grid and satellites and whatnot. I was wondering that, I'm sure you have heard of surgeons being able to operate on patients miles away remotely using robots and things like that. So yes, if I ever have surgery in a situation like that, I will definitely be checking the solar weather, the solar forecast, if that's even possible. But yeah, that's interesting. Let's see. Anything else? Back to you, KN4RJN, KO4JKV.
This is KN4RJN. No, well, basically, yeah, and anything that relies on satellite communication, which, is just about everything we do, anything that relies on radio or satellite communication is affected by the sun. So, yeah, that covers a whole lot of modern life. So, in any event, I'll back on out of here. Duncan, good chatting with you. I'll say 73s, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
73 to you. Always good to hear from you. So I'm breaking with KN4RJN, and this is KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, and we are still taking check-ins. If there's anybody that would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, call KO4JKV. 4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Have I missed anybody for comments? So last call for any comments or any check-ins, call KO4JKV or Net Control. KO4JKV with the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Tomorrow night, Ariel and Y4G will be running the net. I'm sure he would appreciate your patronage tomorrow, as we are here every night at 9 p.m. So you're licensed to operate on the frequency. We'd love to, for you to check in and be a regular. Okay, that was a good net. And from my vantage point, everyone's signal sounded pretty good. So propagation's doing a good thing, heading up my way. Okay, stand by for my net report. 24JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 is and good night.